neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that the brothers came to Misraim for the second time, and Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to them, so he says, he started crying, and Vayeft Alehem, he says he cried over them. He doesn't say he cried with them. So what does it mean he cried Alehem, over them, or because of them? So explain that he predicted through his Ruach HaKodesh, Yosef HaTzadik, that they're going to come back and will be punished through Asara Harugei Malchut. So now, the question here is, we see in the end of Parashat Vayechi, they came after they noticed that maybe they were scared that after Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom passed away, so maybe he's going to take a revenge, especially when he stopped by the pit on the way back and he said, Asher Kedisham Estavisavanu, Sha'asali Nes B'Marom Hazeh. So he said the bracha at the pit that they threw him in the inside that pit. So they said, oh, see, for sure, he's going to take revenge. So they came, and first they sent Bilha. They sent Bilha as a messenger to ask forgiveness for them. And then they went themselves, they bowed down and so on. So now, what did Yosef HaTzadik say? Hatachad Elokim Anuchi. No, what do you think? No, what are you talking about? I'm going to take care of you. So now it contradicts, because if he cried over them, that means they're going to be punished. So now here, it seems like he said, no, don't worry. Rabbi Nebach here explains the reason that the brothers were punished, because Yosef HaTzadik never forgave them. He only said, you know, what do you expect? I'm not like Hashem. I'm not able to do something to you that the outcome will be so good. So he never said, I forgive you. He didn't say, I forgive you. Yeah. So it happened to be a story about the couple that for a period of 8 years didn't have children. So the husband was told that there's a Rebbe. His blessing is going to go through. It's going to be accepted. Go and get a bracha from him. So he makes an appointment, he stands in the line for a few hours, and then he goes in to the office. As soon as he walks in, there was a Hasid, one of the followers of the Rebbe, was there. So he said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, don't give him a blessing unless he gives you a big check. Because he knew the man, and he was very offended, and you know, he didn't say anything. So Rebbe told the man, check is not going to bring about children. You need zechut. And then he calls the next one to come. So he says he didn't get a blessing. So he looks at the Hasid and he tells him, I will never forgive you. Because what he said, so he felt the Rebbe rejected him. So I'm not ever going to forgive you. And he leaves. So the Hasid, when he hears this, was very shaken up. So he finds out where this man was, because he knew him. He knew he's a pretty wealthy man. So he sent some people after him to mohel him. And he tells him, no, I'm not going to mohel this man, because I had an opportunity to get a blessing. I'm waiting for 8 years to have children, and then you ruined it. So again, he sends people. So after a few months, the husband just about enter his house, and he sees this Hasid is standing there and just about crying. So he tells him, you know, I'm very sorry, you know what happened, but I'm asking you to mohel me. So he says, no, I'm not going to mohel you. So his wife was there, so she tells him, listen, you know, he's been keep trying to, you will mohel him, send people and so on, and he's here now. And he said, you know what? The only way I'm going to mohel you, go and get a blessing from the Rebbe for me. So he gets their their address, I mean their names, and this couple happened to be in Canada. So he flew to the Canada to ask for Mechila, then he went back to go to the Rebbe to get the blessing for them. So he goes to the house, house of the Rebbe, and he asks, you know, where's the Rebbe? I need to talk to him. So they tell him, the Levaya is not here, you have to go to Beit Knesset. So he finds that the Rebbe passed away. So he starts crying. You know, I came all the way here. Now the Rebbe Inenu, he is not around anymore. So he runs, joins the Levaya, and he comes up with the idea, the name of the couple that they wrote on a piece of paper, he opens the coffin and puts it in there. To at least, if he didn't see the Rebbe, put the name in the coffin. So he goes back to the couple and said, you know, that's what happened. I tried, and I'm terribly sorry, but that's what I did. You know, please forgive me, and I'm very sorry what's happened. So the husband says, you know, I'm going to mochel you, I'm going to forgive you, and I have no hard feeling toward you. 9 months later, they had a baby boy, after 8 years. That's what the Rebbe meant. The Rebbe meant, the check is not going to bring you children, you need zechut. And what was the zechut that he had? Was able to mochel somebody. Many times people, they're very, very hurt. And sometimes they say, oh, Hashem will mochel you. Hashem will mochel you. You know, who am I to mochel you? It's very, very, very difficult for them to say, you know, I forgive you. Here we see that Ben Bachi explains all the disaster that came about till today. Because Midrash brings every generation we have Asara, Harugei, Malchut. Every generation. Because Yosef HaTzadik was not able to say, I mochel you, I forgive you. He didn't say. That means all the disasters that great sages went through in time of Yavan, Rabbi Hanina ben Tadion, Rabbi Ishmael, all these great sages that they were so terribly killed. Why? Because he couldn't say, I forgive you. And that's what the whole message here is. That
why could not forgive them?
Because it was hurt. It was not an easy thing to let go. You know what he went through? But he was not able to say, I forgive you, I mochel you. And that's what exactly with many, many people, they're so hurt, you know, they just try to cover it up. And I say, okay, we're not seeing one another. He's there, I'm here. But they're not able to forgive. But this massive is an unbelievable story that this man went through the pain for 8 years. And at the time that he could have opened the Shaare Shamayim, he was able to do it. I mean, it was not easy, but finally he says, I forgive you, I mochel you. And that's how Brother Yeshua for him. And that's how it is. Many times people, they're not able because they're so hurt, they're so in pain. You cannot say, you know, I forgive you. They're just trying to cover it up. And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to mochel one another, without Hashem. It's going to be in short.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.